Welcome to Let's Talk About Bling with Brenda Geary from Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry on It Takes Two with Amy and JJ.
This is Let's Talk About Bling. Brenda, welcome back to KFGO.
Well, thanks for having me, you guys.
I have to imagine that since people are kind of cleaning things out, we did a lot of spring cleaning, we did a lot of COVID cleaning, and maybe finding new pieces, they are coming to you to find new life for them, so to speak.
You know, I have to say, we have been just beyond blessed with the amount of traffic and the surge of clients coming in. It's been just fantastic, and it's been so fun. And you are right. We have been doing a ton of repair work for clients, whether it was something that they maybe outgrew and they needed sized, or a broken clasp on a chain, or maybe prong work that needed to be done that maybe they were putting off and now decided that they wanted to bring everything in. We have been bustling in our shop, getting things taken care of for clients. So it's been really fun. And a lot of times, too, in the summer, you know, you start gardening, you're wearing suntan lotion and bug spray, and you want your jewelry just cleaned and checked. And sometimes when we clean and check things, we will discover that some work needs to be done along the way. So it's a good time to get things in and let us kind of fine-tune everything for you for summer.
And Brenda, I know one thing that you guys pride yourselves on at Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry is that you're not sending anything out. You're not taking a piece of jewelry, wrapping it up, and being like, well, someone else is going to take care of it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Exactly. And that is one thing that we've always worked hard to pride ourselves on, is the ability to be able to do the repair work and yet do it in our store. And so nothing has to be shipped out or sent away. And we do take great pride in that. And it's been, I think, a big comfort for our clients to know that they don't have to part with their precious heirloom for very long. So we do try to do our repairs very quickly so that we can get that piece of jewelry back on their neck or back on their hand real fast.
Okay, so new things in your store, because I know that you guys do a lot of wonderful repairs and refurbishments, but let's talk about the new things people are buying or the new things that you're seeing in the store.
You know, for new designs, we've got all kinds of fun fashion rings that we have been promoting. We've got some stackable rings, which are rings that are generally a thinner band style, but that you can stack them either different styles or different colors of gold, and you'll stack them and wear them all on one particular finger. So you'll just kind of keep adding, which is kind of a great thing for husbands when they are going, I don't know what to buy my wife. You can start with a stackable band, and then like every 5 years or every 10 years, you can continue to add on to that collection. So it becomes kind of a no-brainer type gift-giving idea, which sometimes we all appreciate that once in a while. So that's been fantastic.
Or it's a great tradition, and we like traditions.
We do. We love traditions. And when it comes to fashion pendants right now, we've got all kinds of fun diamond fashion pendants. We're creating our own custom pendants in our shop right now, too, just to keep the cases looking fresh. So it's been really fun, even though I haven't attended as many buying shows with everything going on out there. We still have managed to make our showcases look completely different now that we're into summer mode from winter.
Brenda, if people want to shop local, but they've maybe been, like on Pinterest or one of those places, do people ever come in and be like, listen, this is what I want. Here's five photos. I know people do that when they go to the hair salon. Sometimes they bring a picture from People magazine. But
yes,
People do that with you guys too?
100%. You know, the old cliche of, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words. And it is, because in the reference of designing jewelry, if a client can just give me a quick snap of their phone and I can just see a screenshot of something that they've taken a picture of, that's huge, because all of a sudden that makes our communication instantly, we're on the same page. And so it just makes the ease of knowing what my client wants so much simpler by just showing me a quick photo. And even if that's just an idea for inspiration, it's a way that we can then guide them and take them down a specific path. Or maybe it's a reference of just educating them. Maybe we'll talk about a piece that they've got a picture of and we'll go, okay, getting to know you, it sounds like you have a really active lifestyle. This is a really delicately designed piece. I'm not 100% certain if those two really go in the same sentence. Maybe we should look at guiding you towards something more durable. And so sometimes, like I said, this can be just a great conversation tool to start. And oftentimes we will take that picture and recreate a new design for a client. And sometimes we'll shy away from something and move down a different path.
You know, how can you tell the untrained eye? Okay, if, for instance, I'm looking at jewelry. It's hard for me to tell whether or not something is real, so to speak. Is it easy for you, or are there things that you should be looking for or looking at when you're trying to tell if a piece of jewelry is real?
Yep. There are some identifying markers on jewelry if they are real. One real quick way to be able to tell the authenticity of something is on the inside of a piece. If it's a ring, for instance, the inside of the ring or near the bail, the part that the chain would run through, if we're talking about a pendant, there will oftentimes be a stamping, or by law there should be a stamping or a trademark that indicates the carat of metal that that piece is created in. So that oftentimes is a quick indicator. So if somebody has something that will say costume jewelry, it will not have those identifying trademarks or stampings on the piece. And so that can be just a really fast identifier, especially if you're at home and you're going through stuff, for you to be able to kind of weed out the real from the not real. And again, when you're talking about the genuine stones versus a synthetic stone, there are inclusion patterns in the way in which stones are cut that signify whether they're going to be on the natural side or whether they're going to be more of a plastic or synthetically created stone. Mm-hmm. But there again, if anybody has questions on something, you know, our staff here is eager to be able to help and welcomes clients stopping in with something just to make sure. We just want to make sure that you're doing the right thing with your piece. We don't want you to throw something in the garbage that was a long-lost heirloom. So by all means, stop in and we can help navigate you with that.
Brenda, I've got a question for you about those people who maybe found some jewelry during this clean-out, or the people who are saving jewelry for a mm-hmm. younger person. Let's say maybe it's too, Janie is too young to get grandmother's pearls yet. What about storing jewelry for what might be a decade? I'm sure people don't want to just put it at the bottom of a drawer, but are there tips for people storing these pieces until they decide it's time to bring them out?
You know, it depends on the type of piece. Let's just take your example with Jamie's set of pearls here. Pearls are one of those pieces that they prefer to be stored flat. So oftentimes when we sell them in what we call a pearl container or pearl box. So a means where they can be draped flat. And then often in kind of a slightly cooler, non-damp, so we don't want any moisture. And we're looking for a little bit of a darker storage area. And so something that you wouldn't just put on your windowsill in your bedroom, simply because over time that can deteriorate the nylon thread that's used to string pearls together. So they do prefer to be stored a little bit more securely, I guess I'll say. If it's a chain, that can be easily stored and oftentimes stored in a hanging position. So it depends on the piece and how long, like you said, are we talking? Are we talking a decade, many years? Are we talking a few months until somebody's going to receive the piece? But sometimes there are just some basic measures, and a lot of times just a simple jewelry box to be able to protect the piece so that it doesn't get damaged along the way, especially if it's a number of years before you're going to pass that down to the next generation.
Brenda Geary is with Schmidt's Gems and Fine Jewelry. Let's tell them where you're located if they haven't been to your new building yet.
Yes. Okay. So 3241 42nd Street South, right here in Fargo, just off the corner of 32nd and 42nd. And we love our new location, and it has been fantastic. Our clients love it too. So it's been great.
And if someone wants to call you, let's give them your phone number too, Brenda.
Yep. So 701-237-9211.
And your website?
SchmidtsJewelry.com.
There you go. Okay, sounds good. Thanks for another great episode of Let's Talk About Bling. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have yourself a great day.